Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMighty.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto Spring Film Festival season continues with the Jewish Film Festival closing this weekend and the Japanese Film Festival just starting up. And ICFF, the Italian Contemporary Film Festival, is starting in 2 weeks. But this week I'm looking at two new movies playing at the two TJFFs, both based on writings and their writers. There's a radical feminist on violence against women, and a Zen Buddhist on sustainable vegetarianism. My Name is Andrea, written and directed by Pratibha Parmar, based on the writings of Andrea Dworkin. Andrea Dworkin was a poet, a writer, and a radical feminist theorist who wrote about the outrage of women, of violence against women, abuse, harassment, and rape. Born in the 1940s in Camden, New Jersey, she grew up in a happy middle-class family in suburban Cherry Hill. She was assaulted as a teenager and later as a college student protesting against the war in Vietnam. She was arrested and sent to the notorious Women's House of Detention in New York. There, she and other political prisoners were subjected to horrible abuses by the guards and inspectors there. Her testimony later against the prison led to its eventual closing. She traveled to Europe, where she was exposed to the writings of Franz Fanon, Kate Millett, and others, which, together with her own experiences, helped develop her radical feminist theory that the patriarchal system of power was based on violence against women. And as a poet and writer, she expanded her critique to include the arts by deconstructing the male gaze within literature. She was also an activist, participating in movements from Take Back the Streets to the aftermath of the École Polytechnique massacre in Montreal, and later, along with Catherine MacKinnon, in the movement of women against pornography. She died in 2005. My Name is Andrea is an unusual biographical documentary that looks at Dworkin's life, her writings, and her philosophy. It includes her early home movies, TV footage, and personal letters and notes. But what's unusual is there's no outside narrator or recent talking heads. Instead, it relies on a constant stream of recordings of Andrea Dworkin's own voice and those of other people she was talking to advance the narrative. And since much of her writing was never recorded, a number of actors, including Christine Lottie, Ashley Judd, and Amanda Stenberg, take on her role and take over her voice. I've read some of her writing before, but this is one of the first times I've ever heard her voice. And she was an extremely passionate speaker, whether giving a speech at Cambridge or on the Phil Donahue show. And this also lets her own voice defend herself from misrepresentation of her ideas. At various times, she was frequently accused of hating women, of calling intercourse rape, and of advocating obscenity laws, none of which were true. My Name is Andrea is a fascinating tribute to Dworkin's work. The Zen Diary, written and directed by Yuji Nakae, based on the book Tsuchiyo Kurahibi Waga Shoujin Juni Kagetsu by Mizukami Tsutomu. Tsutomu, played by Sawada Kenji, is a prize-winning Japanese novelist who lives alone in a remote farmhouse in the mountains. His wife died 13 years earlier, but he still keeps her ashes. She's under pressure by Machiko, his publisher, played by Matsu Takako, to write another book and give her the title of the book. So he decides to record what happens each month over the course of 1 year, hence the title. Interestingly, while this includes big events in his life, it's also about the minutiae of day-to-day living. As a kid, he was a novice monk at a Buddhist monastery in Kyoto. He comes from a very poor family, where he was trained in cooking, cleaning, planting, harvesting, and foraging for food. So he brings back those childhood memories into play as an elderly man who is still a vegetarian. Everything he does is done by hand, from cleaning rice to finding edible roots in the garden. He digs up bamboo shoots in a forest and he looks for mushrooms and fiddleheads on the hillside. Even seemingly inedible vegetables, like the first sprouts of certain tree leaves in the spring, are delicately picked, scrubbed clean, cut up, and cooked. He shines the wooden floor of his home on his hands and knees. He also visits his elderly mother-in-law, who lives in a tiny shack, and trades foods with far-off neighbors. But a surprising death and the threat of his own mortality makes him rethink his daily life. Should he settle things and prepare to die, or forge ahead with new projects? The Zen Diary is a subtle, low-key drama about life off the grid. It feels almost like a documentary, but the parts are actually all played by real actors. Sawada Kenji, in the lead role, has been a pop idol, composer, actor, and celebrity in Japan for more than 60 years. And the book it's based on is real. It's Mizukami Tsutomu's last work. He died in 2004. There's something deeply satisfying and inspiring about watching these foods being made from the dirt to the table. And some of the dishes he makes, like tofu made from sesame seeds and daikon with miso, look truly delicious. This isn't a cooking show, though. It's also a bittersweet story about death and remembrance, family, kinship, and relationships. The storyline is deceptively simple, and the film is extremely low-key, as I said, but it leaves you with something you didn't have deep inside you before you saw this movie. The Zen Diary is playing at the Japanese-Canadian Cultural Center on June 17th at the Toronto Japanese Film Festival, and My Name is Andrea played at the Toronto Jewish Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.